Over the next hour, we'll explore the past 20 years on the gridiron, starting with an overlooked quarterback from Michigan that would shock the world. Tom Brady is drafted in the sixth round of the 2000 NFL draft by...
Last 20 years, all we talked about, Brady and Belichick. Man, six Super Bowls, greatest of all time. Absolutely. But believe it or not, Brady should have been a Jet.
Tom Brady is drafted in the sixth round of the 2000 NFL draft by the New York Jets after scout Jesse Kay begs general manager Bill Parcells to take him, doubling down on QBs after taking Marshall's Chad Pennington in the first round. But when Pennington gets hurt, Brady becomes the starter for rookie head coach Herm Edwards. Brady wears the number 16 of his childhood idol, Joe Montana.
No way in hell would he get number 12. That belongs to Broadway Joe.
In 2003, for the first time since 1969, the Jets win the Super Bowl. Brady is the MVP.
Herm said it first.
You play to win the game.
And they won the damn game.
The Jets go for back-to-back titles in Super Bowl 38, but come up short against the Carolina Panthers. A frustrated Bill Belichick, who lost to the Jets in both Super Bowl runs, bolts from the Patriots to the Giants after the 2003 season.
With the first choice in the 2004 NFL draft, the San Diego Chargers select Eli Manning. With the fourth pick, the New York Giants select Ben Roethlisberger. With the 11th pick, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Philip Rivers.
As a rookie, Roethlisberger and Belichick lead the Giants to a Super Bowl victory over Philip Rivers' Steelers. Meanwhile, Chiefs general manager Carl Peterson, longtime friend and mentor to Herm Edwards, lures him from the Jets when Dick Vermeil retires.
And the Jets take a shot on a young, brash, defensive-minded Ravens coach with a Super Bowl ring.
John Gruden, 4 years into his 10-year contract with the Oakland Raiders, takes Aaron Rodgers in the 2005 draft. After that season, with Eli Manning on the roster, Drew Brees leaves San Diego to join Nick Saban's Miami Dolphins. A year later, after 2 weeks of the New York, New York hype, the Jets and Giants face off in Super Bowl 42. Roethlisberger, Belichick, and the Giants defense take down Brady, Ryan, and the Jets. In 2008, Gruden, Rodgers, and Randy Moss defeat the Arizona Cardinals to win Super Bowl 43.
By 2009, I knew we needed to find Brady another weapon.
With the 29th pick in the 2010 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Rob Gronkowski, tight end, Arizona.
We had the offense clicking in 2010. Tom Brady won his second MVP, and Rob Gronkowski ran away with the Rookie of the Year award. Nobody could stop us, not even the Green Bay Packers and Brett Favre.
Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and the Jets' best Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers.
After the loss, Favre would announce his retirement.
It's over. As hard as that is for me to say, it's over.
The next year, Super Bowl 46, we go back to back, man. This time we beat Belichick and Roethlisberger's Giants.
Ryan and the Jets get revenge on Bill Belichick's Giants.
In 2014, Super Bowl's at home, man, in MetLife Stadium. And Darrell Revis intercepts Russell Wilson on the 1 yard line.
It's intercepted at the goal line by Darrell Revis. Do you believe it?
We end up winning the big Super Bowl. That's 3 Super Bowls in 4 years.
39-year-old Tom Brady, poised for one last victory, faces off with the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51.
Falcons 28-3 in the third quarter. Hey man, no panic. We got TB16 under center. I knew we had it.
The Jets scored 24 unanswered points here in the second half, but they fall 1 point short here in Super Bowl 51.
Breaking news here on SportsCenter. Tom Brady has announced his retirement from the NFL.
Tom Brady obviously announced his retirement after that 28-27 Super Bowl loss. Where does Brady rank amongst the GOAT debate?
Tom Brady is still the GOAT.
I don't know if a 4-3 record is worthy of GOAT status. I just don't know. I don't know.
I learned the game from my dad, Buddy, and he was an assistant coach on that first Jets championship team in 1969. Brady brought us back to the top with 4 Super Bowl wins. I'm proud to say I was on the sideline for 3 of them. At least that's how it should have happened.